share just a couple minutes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And we won't pick this up next week because we'll have the vets next week. But 2 Peter, we went old school today. We went with the King James Version, all right? So it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus, or of Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power, have given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust. And you know, we've been saying this for a while, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word of God has to be preeminent in each one of our lives. Amen? And in verse 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Listen, we understand how God thinks through his Word. We agree? Right. So you can have the knowledge of God when you read the Word of God. How many people read other books and they want to get, whether it's a book on theology or a book on Left Behind or a book on the power of the blood of Jesus Christ? And this is what man has said according to the Word of God. But each one of us in here have an opportunity to get the knowledge of God from his Word. Amen? So the way that God thinks, you can think. How many need to change the way you think?
Yeah. Amen.
Some of you didn't raise your hand. We're going to have a class right afterwards. We'll meet in here, okay? Each one of us, he said, look at, grace and peace is multiplied. We know that grace is God's unmerited favor, right? Something you didn't deserve, you didn't earn, you didn't pay for, nothing. It was given unto you. And peace, even though we can't get into it, and I would love to so much, peace is probably the most pregnant word in all of the New Testament. There's so many meanings to peace, and it brings so much into our lives, each and every one of us. And golly, I'm trying to just find a little peace. Sometimes people are crying out so much for peace in their lives, and they never open the Word of God. No matter where you go, no matter what anyone else has done, in order to walk in that peace, how many times have you had people pray over you for peace? Right? How many conferences have people gone to try to find peace? How many days of fasting have we tried in order to find that peace? We know the scripture says that he is the Prince of Peace, and he is Jehovah Shalom, or what? The God, our peace. Amen? So he is peace according to his word. And therefore, when we read his word, grace and peace are multiplied unto us with the knowledge of God. So the more knowledge we get of the word of God, the greater our peace is, because I don't need someone else imputing that to me. Can we agree? Right. I don't need my father or my mother to bring peace. No offense, Mom. But or to say, hey, I want to pray for you for the peace. Yes, we can do that with one another, but the scripture is quite clear there where it says the knowledge of God brings peace. Because the more you understand who you are in Christ, the greater your peace becomes. Those that struggle their whole lives and walk... Do you know any that walk in a tumultuous situation most of the time, right? It's because they don't understand all that they have received from the Word of God. Isn't that the way it works? Right? How many people question their salvation all the time? Don't raise your hand. That was close. I saw a couple people just, that shoulder was coming. Listen, some people question their salvation. Years ago, at a young man, sat with him. Pastor Chris sat with him. Every pastor we ever had sat with him, trying to get him to agree with what the Word says, how salvation comes. How does salvation come? By faith, right? In Christ Jesus. It was his grace, sent the Son, so it's by faith you are saved, right? It was God's grace. can't receive it, can't believe it, struggled with it, and then ended up walking away after years. Couldn't get it in the mind, would not agree with what God's word says, and therefore limited the freedom and the peace in their lives. That's what happens to each one of us, right? Whether it comes, how many know the greatest place you need grace and peace is between your ears? Nobody else is around you, and you've got a war going on inside of your mind, yet it's somebody else's fault. They might be dead, and it's still their fault. How is that in our own minds, we get so lost, and yet what we speak has nothing to do with the Word of God, or what we stand on has nothing to do with the Word of God? I want to encourage you today that... It's grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God. Get into the Word. Please, early in the morning, get up and read the Word of God. In the afternoon, put it on your phone. When you're going to work, let it play in your car. Everything hooks up Bluetooth. Well, not my car because it's a 2012, but most every car hooks up to Bluetooth and you can scream it. Leave your windows open. Let everybody else hear the Word of God instead of boom, 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 boom. Let them hear the word of God being proclaimed out of your car where people around you are saying, wow, I heard something today and something changed in my life. At night, turn off the television and sit with the word of God. Why? Because grace and peace. If you're struggling to have grace for people, the people annoy you. Tell your neighbor, say, could be you. All right? If people annoy you, you know you need more grace in your life. Grace is multiplied when the knowledge of God comes in of all that he has forgiven you from. Amen. Did he forgive you for a whole lot? I know he forgave me for more than he forgave everybody else here. Guaranteed. But then also that peace that I want in my life. The peace doesn't come in my life when me and Bren get along. That's not when it happens. That's the overflow of what happens in my life. Peace doesn't come in my children's lives or with my children when they all get along or when they do whatever you ask them. They, you know, they whatever, hang up their coats when they come in. I don't know, whatever it is, whatever they don't do, whatever your kids don't do. It doesn't come when they do everything they're supposed to do. It comes when you realize who they are, what God's called them to be, and knowing that we're going to walk through situations in their lives. Nobody gets out of this unscathed, right? Everybody has to walk through situations in their life, training and equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. So that's the focus. The word of God is about me and my bride training our minds to prepare our hearts so that God is glorified in everything we do. So when we walk out in the public as a couple, God's glorified by the way that we love one another. Right? And then training up a child in the way that they should go. So that's another aspect of it, not the way that you want them to go. You ever see some people, don't raise your hand, their children play basketball and baseball and volleyball and football, and the parents, all they do is chase them around every weekend, all weekend, every weekday, in traveling teams year-round, and all they do is make sure that their child gets to play for 13 years straight and have a good time. Skip church and everything else in order to make sure that that child is happy. Can I tell you, that's their God. Really is. I got no problem with sports. I played sports. But when that overtakes everything else, then it becomes a problem. It becomes a problem. Look, some people, I wish you could see some people's faces. Don't touch sports, man. Now you're way over the line, Pastor. Bring that lady back up talking about the Alight Pregnancy Center because you just destroyed everything you just said. Listen, grace and peace come. There's peace in my house, not when my kids get everything they want. We tried that. You couldn't give them enough lollipops and Tootsie Rolls and popcorn and everything else. They just wanted some more. And then they acted like lunatics once it kicked in. Grace and peace are multiplied with the knowledge of God. How to train. The Bible says... I can't remember. It just left me. Oh, my people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. Destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So what people don't know is killing them. How many have changed the way you eat? You should. Just throwing it out there. Because every one of us were trained wrong. The government trained us wrong. Right? They made junk food cheap, good food expensive. They modified and created all kinds of garbage you dump in your body. And when it broke down, then they created the pill, the cure. Can I encourage you? Go back to what's homegrown. Go back to what's natural. All right? My wife could do a whole series, her and a bunch of other ladies. She canned her applesauce and her apple pie filling and all of that stuff yesterday. She has her sprouts she makes. She's got us eating raw sauerkraut. I mean, I'm going to live to about 130 by the time she gets done. But my people, why is there so many health problems in America? Lack of knowledge. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. Right, and that comes in the spiritual realm also. So I'm going to eat Bugs Bunny. I'm going to watch that every day. I'm going to watch Bonanza for the 4,000th time. Going to get into whatever the newest, latest, and greatest. They've destroyed Star Wars. Don't bother watching that stuff anymore, you know. It used to be good. Used to be fun to watch. Whatever you're taking in, what they don't know is killing them. And the church is dying, not ours. Amen. It's growing and multiplying. Amen? Amen? But the church in America is dying because of what it's feeding on. When you have all kinds of transformations that they've allowed in the pulpit, who's allowed to preach and what they're allowed to preach and call it Christianity, it's not. It's not even close. What we don't know is killing us. But grace and peace are multiplied in the knowledge of God. And the transformation that needs to come in our lives comes through the word of God. Amen. There's peace in my home because of Christ, yep. Not because we've done anything right. He's done it all right. Amen? Yep. And we have a relationship with our children because of Christ. We have a relationship with our grandchildren because of Christ. We have a relationship with you because of Christ. Come on up, son. See, he's different than Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff just comes up. You're done. It's time. Stop it. Grace and peace. I'm working on them. Grace, Pastor Jeff, grace. But I want to encourage you. You can know what it's going to take to be victorious in whatever situation you're in. If you need to forgive somebody, I guarantee you the word of God will walk you through that with great victory. If you're walking in victory, it's because you laid your life down. If you're walking, struggling every single day with people, it's because there's something going on inside of your heart. Because most of the people you have a problem with don't even know you got a problem. Some of them don't even know you. All they did was cut you off. They don't even know you're back there. And you're going through yourself in your own car. Good thing there's no microphone on the front. Yeah. You have a problem with people that don't even know you, but you're the one suffering. Grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God. We want everybody walking in victory and in the peace of God. Amen? Where outside entities don't control and consume you. But if you don't feed on the right stuff, then what you don't know is killing you. What you don't know. It's hurting the way that you think. It's hurting the way that you speak. It's hurting the way that you build. It's hurting the way that you give. God wants us to be free to do whatever he's called us to do. Amen? Any of them babies that come over to the Everyday Life Pregnancy Center, everyone that they touch, listen, because we sow, we get to touch them too. Amen? Because of our lives. Why don't you guys go grab the bags? Ushers, somebody just go grab the offering bags, wherever they are. Can you do that, Garrett? Thanks. And we're just going to sow a seed into a light. You guys don't, all right? Just want to do that before we leave. I want to thank Miss Jen for coming and sharing. Because you need to know what's going on in your community through that. And whatever it is, listen, if you don't want to, you don't have to. This isn't mandatory. It's up to you. Bren, are we going to sow? Yeah, okay. I was just checking. So to make sure, we just want to sow a seed because we want to keep that going. If it touches one person, it's worth the seed. But they've touched a lot more. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Light Pregnancy Center. We thank you for the lives that are being touched and changed. And Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come alongside of them and support. So Father, as we sow today, we sow into a life of a young teenage girl. We sow into the life of that teenage boy that comes with her. We sow into the life of someone who's coming in for the second or third time. We sow into the life of those that are standing on the front line and spending their lives on people, transforming the way that they think, bringing grace and peace into their lives. Father, today, we just sow a seed. It's our faith mixed with theirs. And Lord, as we sow, we know that there's going to be fruit from it. So Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give because you have given unto us so much. You have changed us. I thank you for the healings that took place today. I thank you for courageous men and women today. I thank you, Father, that the prophets will start to prophesy. The evangelists will evangelize. The teacher will teach. The preacher will preach. Those that are apostles would be sent out to go and expand your kingdom. Lord, I thank you for the one that will open up their home with the gift of hospitality. Lord, I thank you that every single gift would be magnified and brought to the light, where each one would step out and say, I have to use my gift to glorify my King. Thank you for the body of Christ in Hudson, New York. Thank you for each one, oh God, for you have transformed them from those that were lost to those that were found. You gave each one in here a new name that has called you their Lord and Savior. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we agree that outside our salvation and the gift of the Holy Ghost, the next greatest gift you have ever given us was your word. For without your word, we would not know what salvation is. Without your word, we wouldn't know the works of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without your word, we wouldn't know that greater things can we do. Without your word, we wouldn't know the gift of the Holy Ghost that leads and guides us, and he becomes our comforter. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the power of your word working in every one of our lives. Father, let us hide it in our hearts. Let us renew our minds daily with it. And let our steps be ordered of you, that we would not be too busy for the one that you're sending us to this week. We give you all the glory and the praise today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, I'm free.
I'm free.
Amen.